Blog Talk Radio.
I'ma reach for the top. I'ma reach for the top. And I ain't never gonna stop. Keep it rocking, don't stop. Cause it's my only shot. And I ain't never gonna stop. I'ma reach for the top. I'ma reach for the top. And I ain't never gonna stop. Cause it's my only shot. Yeah, it's time to make it pop. I'ma reach for the top. I'ma reach for the top.
I think boldly. I believe big. That the king told me, let freedom ring. A future bright, like sunlight. Education is the key, so go get it right. See, my brain is a beautiful weapon of happiness and joy. It's such a beautiful lesson. We are the next generation. Love is in our heart. Understand it then.
I'm rich for the top. I'm rich for the top. And I ain't never gonna stop. Keep it rocking, don't stop. Cause it's my only shot. And I ain't never gonna stop.
I will reach for the top of your mountain. Life is so beautiful, absolutely astounding. And just like a pyramid, I will build you up. And we were made to be kings and queens. Yes, that's what's up. See, my brain is a beautiful weapon of happiness and joy. It's such a beautiful lesson. We are the next generation. Love is in our heart. Understand it then.
I'm rich for the top. I'm rich for the top. And I ain't never gonna stop.
What's up, everybody? What's good? All right, it's your boy Genuine, the Boy Wonder, and you're now tuned in to another hot episode of The Hotness. Today, we're going to be interviewing an up-and-coming artist out of New York City right now, and his name is Israel the MC. We are also going to be talking about the hot topics, for real. Also, we're going to discuss this recent uprising of violence against these cops right now. And the shit is getting crazy for them. And also, we're going to debut three new songs. One you just heard right there that was reached from the top by me, you know, Genuine the Boy Wonder. And it was produced by LP's on me, Genuine the Boy Wonder. And shout out to Denzel Hogan for real. So right now, we're going to get right into our exclusive interview right now with none other than Israel the MC.
Yo.
Yo, what's going on, man?
What's good, man? How you doing? You all right?
I'm doing good, man. Welcome to the hotness right now, for real. And I just want to say,
you're playing that too.
Yes. So my question is, you know, we just want to start out. I want you to give everybody out there that's listening right now just a little taste of, you know, why you got started into hip hop.
Yo, to be honest, I first started out of anger, bro. It was over a breakup when I was 15, bro. Then I just took it from there. To be honest with you.
Okay, so you say that you started out of anger. So
yeah.
If you want to share today, like, what was this angry moment that made you go, man, I'm about to fuck something up in the game right now?
Oh yeah, man. When I started and I was a teenager at first, I was just messing around with it. Then I really started developing it, studying different artists, reading books, and getting a thesaurus, buying books to help me progress my art and my craft, you feel me? And I just went with that.
Okay,
I study a lot of different guys.
What you just,
yeah.
Right. And what you just said right there is amazing to me, because we got people out here now, these motherfuckers in the game now are crazy. Like, it seems like they just smoke some weed or get high or whatever,
yeah,
and just go right into the studio and spit dumb shit. You just
yeah,
said that you actually take the time out
to read.
To fully read. To read a book.
That's the truth,
you know,
man.
To read the dictionary. The, you know,
that's your brain, bro.
The,
you need that.
Exactly. So everybody out there, all these MCs out here claim that they're doing something. If you're doing something, the first thing you need to do is make sure that you have your education up to par for it. Read a fucking book.
Exactly, man.
It's not. Listen, guys, everybody out there, I want you to really, you know, grab a hold of this. There's nothing wrong with reading a book.
Not nothing at all.
It's nothing at all. And check this out right here. When you read the book, you're supposed to process the information. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you want to be intelligent, do not dumb down your lyrics. Stop dumbing down
nope.
the shit. There's enough dumb rappers out here.
And don't read no books while you high. You ain't going to memorize shit. I can curse, right?
Yeah, you can curse. Go ahead.
All right, cool. I'm just making sure. Shit.
Yeah, like, listen. What he just said, though, you high, please put the book down, because you're going to look at them words. Them words are going to look funny as a motherfucker to you. You'd be like, damn, what this, you know.
For real.
Shit, I just read. Like, and then you can look at it like, damn, you know, did I even have a book in my hand? That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? All right, so.
Yo.
So.
Joke.
So, all right. So, now, you know, tell us about any upcoming projects, any new things that you're working on right now. You know, tell us it all. Come on.
I mean, right now I was working on a track with, this female artist named Jihad. She's from Oklahoma, but she's out in Nevada right now. And I'm looking to make some new artists with my LP brethren. You feel me?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. As for the mixtape, I want to keep that on the hush right now.
Oh, okay. But what you're saying, though, even though it's on the hush, it's going to be some hot fire, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So you talk about LP. Talk to everybody that's out here about LP. What does it stand for? What is it?
That's Latricia Productions. I mean, it's an up and coming group. They help you with everything. If you need beats, you need album covers, they got you. You need collaborations around the country, they got you.
Got you. Okay. All right. And I know all about that, for real. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, LP, for real.
Yeah, shout out to
and,
LP.
Yes. And also, I know that you did some work
CBM.
With Cold Black Movement.
CBM.
And
yes,
tell
CBM.
Us, yes. Tell us about this song we're about to play right now called Boombox Music.
Oh, that was the bomb. That was... With me, you, and Trey, I remember that. That's when we first started talking, bro.
Right. So would you say that this song in particular really set the pace, you know, and really gave somebody a taste of what's, you know, really to come?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yo.
So would you say that? Go ahead.
Okay. Let me see. Yo, can I spit something?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Spit something.
All right.
It's your show.
Yo.
Spit something.
Live for today, we ain't granted tomorrow. Death would come either from a bum or a honcho. I probably go nuts and schizo like my uncle. You know what, though? I'm thinking, fuck no. Then proceed to lie to L and quickly farm my brain cells. I'm walking eggshells and I'm blogging my life. You know I want the fame, wealth, and my target is ice. My art is precise, I'm keeping it tight, I got the blade sharp. Front if you like, come to the mic if you braveheart. This is Cesar. Toss him to the lions, Jason with the chainsaw. Hannibal Lecter, the animal that eats your brains raw. Made a stomp out them dudes who make them fake songs. The ones who make you tired like you IV the H-bomb. Better stay calm because I'm coming to wreck. Forget coming for checks because I'm kind of obsessed. I get the money direct.
Okay, now right there, you can tell that he's a motherfucking MC. The lyricist right here. I really appreciate you blessings with that. So right now, I want you to go to it right now. I want you to introduce this song for us right now.
Well, Boombox Music, that's the song right there. That's the song y'all need to listen to. Y'all need to hear what we're talking about. And that's the shit right there.
All right, guys, here it is, Boombox Music, right here. Israel the MC, Genuine, and the girl, King Solo. Let's go.
I spit real and exceptional lyrics, brother.
Yeah. CPM, all day, every day. Yeah. Genuine. Israel, King Solo, let's go. Yo, ayo, my lyrical composition has victims to witness the birth of this freaking evil genius.
Yeah.
Bitch, force needed, cause you already done. Stop. And you devils do not want it, cause Jesus already won. Gonna cash out, but I left you nickel dimes and pennies. And my basis is prettier than heaven, skies, and pennies.
So
but
true.
Listen, I'ma hang you up like a cold, and my mind works harder than newspapers. You trick me, you quote.
Wow.
You quote this, you start heavy rolling like a thumb. This is not CB4, this is CBM.
That's right.
I grew big enough to shut down Pharaoh's army. And we would never bend or fold like origami.
No.
You couldn't be salami because you ain't the meat up in here.
Uh-huh.
And we ain't sweating none of y'all, we got Keith right here.
Woo.
And together, we bring it back the true essence of hip hop. So jet pass your effigy right down on my block. The vibe is real. Check the source, $50. And if you're 17, you wouldn't write who you were touching.
Uh-huh.
When I turn on the radio, I didn't want to hear it because it's all about the beat. So what the hell is the lyrics?
King Solo, shout out to King Solo right now, for real. You are, I'm telling you, listen, Latricia Productions
is coming up in the game right now, for real. And you guys really need to pay attention to what the fuck is going on. Like, we really trying to rid the game of these clowns in here, for real, and bring nothing but the hotness. You feel me? All right, so right now we're going to get back to our interview right now with none other than Israel the MC. Now, Israel, may I ask you a question then? Tell everybody out there.
Israel the MC.
What does your name mean?
Trisha Productions is coming up in the game right now, bro. And you guys really need to pay attention to what the fuck's going on. Like, you really trying to rid the game of these clowns in here, bro, and bring nothing but the hotness. You feel me? All right, so right now we'll get back to our interview right now with none other than Israel the MC. Now, Israel, next question then.
Bro. All right, so right now, you know what I'm saying? You know, we are definitely back right now. And, you know, we had some technical difficulties right now. We're trying to get them back on there for a but we are right now, we're going to touch on this real quick and go right back into the interview. And we want to tell all these knuckleheads that's out there in Ferguson and across the globe that is standing up, who claim they're standing up for justice. What you guys need to understand is that if you guys are standing up for justice, then that's one thing, okay? Because what happened to Michael Brown was not right at all. And everybody knows that's real, okay? Everybody knows it. But it doesn't mean that you have to take away innocent lives to make a point, okay? So we need to have peaceful protests. Peaceful protests. Yes, we are all pissed off at these knuckleheaded type of officers and stuff like that. But by all means, please, please, let's not resort to violence. Violence should be the last resort, not the first, okay? We got to stand up with these good cops, okay? The bad cops will get what they're going to get, okay? You know, Darren Wilson think he got away with it, but let's just say he didn't. You feel me? So let's not result to violence, okay? And that's my public service announcement, okay? All right, anyway, we finally got him back on for real. All right, now listen. Tell everybody out there real quick about the origin behind your name and what your name stands for, Israel.
My name is Israel, Israel. That's my middle name. That was my grandfather's name, and it also means to struggle with God. It also means I spit real and exceptional lyrics.
Wow. So that means that we can expect nothing but the best from you then, right?
My personal best, yeah.
Yeah. I heard that shit. I heard that. Okay, so you have another song that you shared with me yesterday. And
yeah.
I just want to say that, you know, we can spit all the hard stuff and all that, but it's different when we're able to spit something that means something
yeah.
deep, something real. So you had this song mm-hmm. that's called My Lady. And tell us about that, bro.
That was a message to my wife. We were going through things, and that was just me having a conversation with my wife, to be honest with you.
Okay. So I want to let everybody know, for real, like, you know, when people say their wife, that means that they really respect their wives and everything, regardless of whatever's going down. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I just want to shout out to all the guys out here that's not just married, because you can be married if you want, but have a single mindset. But when you're married and you really love that person, that's That's some real love right there, bro. So,
shout out to my wife, by the way.
Yeah, so yeah, and that's a good thing for you. You feel me? So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and play this song right here, and it's called "My Lady" right here on the Hotness with me, Dream, and the Boy Wonder. Lag out. Ah.
Thank you, my brother.
I'm only trying to grow, I wanna make dough, move us to a better place, yo. I felt like a scapegoat, I'm sorry for the anger. I'm not trying to blame you, it's just I'm under pressure. Plus I'm tired of lectures, tired of depression, tired of high blood pressure. Plus I'm tired of stressing, when I only wanna love you. You refuse to let me, we have all this tension. I made a few mistakes, but I never touched another. You must have faith, I do what it takes to make your day realize. But I'm not Superman, I'm just a real guy. Yes, I am lazy. Yes, I am a bum. Yes, I have some issues. Got about a ton. Rule of thumb is be honest with everyone I love. I don't need a hook. I just want a house and food to cook. You know I respect you, despite what I said. That's why you know I always try to keep your stomach fed. I worked for a little, then I fell on hard times. Felt like I was quarantined. The times I felt you hate me. Felt I wasn't enough, like things were different lately. This ain't a breakup song, only how I feel. I'm like the others, but I only kept it real. I'm Robin Hood, I want your heart, I'm going for the steal. So play your part and hand it over at your own will. You know you've been my lady, you've been my lucky charm. I always spill my heart to you, I never was a con. I'll clean up more often, never leave you on. I don't want to harm you, I just want to keep it calm. True to life,
yeah.
Baby, I don't want to do you harm. I simply wish to kiss you and hold you in my arms.
Oh my gosh.
Woo. Yo.
Yes, my lady right there. That shit hot right there. And
yeah.
You know what? What I love about it is the fact that you didn't shy away from it, for, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, a lot of people shy away from, you know, the more important topics. Speaking of that.
Of course.
Speaking of that. I want to shout you out for it because you really stood behind the nigga for real with the whole Damascus Road controversy for real for my album coming out soon, Beautiful Pain for real. So I want to give a shout out to you for real. Tell everybody how they can get in contact with you for real, man.
IsraelTheMC@AOL.com. You can get me on Facebook at Marcus Israel Maldonado. And on SoundCloud at Israel the MC, IsraelTheMC, the MC.
Got you. Okay, now before we let you go for real, because I definitely want to touch into some other subjects, just real quick. What is your feelings on people like Madonna, Taylor Swift, Lindsay Lohan, Eminem, people that feel that because hip hop uses the N word or the word nigga, do you feel it's right for them to use it also?
Were you talking about white people? To be honest with you.
I'm just saying, period, because it just seems like, I feel like this, okay? If we're making music, right? Music is supposed to be universal, right?
Yeah.
So if it is completely universal, then why do we have a problem with them saying it when 90% of the people that go to these concerts are white? So why do we get upset?
I think we give too much power to words, to be honest with you. Like we give too much power to words. When you give power to, you can't let word dominate your life. If you want to say the word nigga, say the word nigga. Right now, Yes, it's a discriminatory word, but at the same time, the second definition of it is ignorant. So if I call you a nigger because you acting ignorant, it's not because I'm talking about your skin.
Right, because and that's something that people got to understand for real. Because you just made a point. There's white niggas, there's Chinese
exactly.
niggas, there's Russian niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. At the end of the day, it's the power behind the word. If you give it no
exactly.
power, you know, and here's the thing. I'm not denouncing what our ancestors went through with even being called that back in the day or whatever. But what's the difference between the N-I-G-G-R between the N-I-G-G-A? You feel me? And I think that...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying,
exactly.
It's like people put such emphasis on, okay, well, if I say nigga, then I'm saying it right. But if I say nigger, hey, you nigger, come in, nigger. Now,
yeah,
now I'm wrong because
like,
now I'm racist.
That's stupid.
But here's the thing, though. What we need to do, and I actually put that on my Facebook page or whatever, and I'm going to need everybody that's about something to really go on there and read what I put on there for real. Like, this is some real shit. Like,
okay.
I had a friend of mine, you know, that was commenting on the bus of Caucasian guys. You know, having their
yeah.
little fun and rapping something that maybe if we would have saw it, like, you know, it is what it is. Now this is what I said, okay? And I'm reading this because this is something important to me, for real. So if you don't like it, fuck you. I don't care. But anyway,
yeah.
back to the importance. I said, I think that it would have been worse if it was a bus full of black guys saying, there will never be any hunkies at SACL, you know what I'm saying, or SAE, you know what I'm saying? And I said, and we have to remember that there's still a sea of people that think that their race is superior and that African Americans and other races don't exist. But what we
people,
need to do
people,
is work
people,
together.
People are confused, bro. That's all that shit is, to be honest with you. Like, people take the word racist. Like, a racist is a person who wants to oppress you because of your race. Just because he doesn't like
exactly.
you because you're a specific race does not make him a racist. Okay, now, if
exactly.
he wants to take away your rights, then that's a racist. If he kills you because you're black, that's a racist. Just because he doesn't like you
right.
because you're black, he's not a racist. He doesn't wish no harm. He just doesn't like you because you're black. There's two
like
meanings
you.
To the word racist, bro. There's racist
right.
as in you want to oppress the race, and there's racist as an expert in race, because IST means to expert to be an expert in something.
See, this is why I like having intelligent people on my show. Because not only is he going to give you some hot shit that he's going to spit or whatever, but he's going to educate you at the same damn time. Think about this, guys, okay? And the thing about it is, what happened to us wanting to work together to move forward as one race?
Exactly.
Not
exactly.
You know, not
human
a race being. Divided.
Mm-hmm.
We're mostly human beings. Has nothing to do with fucking color, you know what I'm saying?
And that's
the thing that gets on my nerves more so than anything else, because
race
then
don't mean shit to me, man.
Right, and then that means that you have caused your own stigmatism of something that it shouldn't even be that way, and
exactly,
you know now don't get it twisted. Yes, I was one of the first people who at the time tried to denounce, you know what I'm saying, people like Paula going out and saying, hey, yeah, you know, I use the word, so. But here's the thing. People that you have, like Paula, like even the mother of this, you know, fraternity or whatever, these people
yeah.
grew up in a time when it was acceptable So they just walk around like nigger back in the day was said like the word the, this, and that. You know?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You say, good morning, nigga. It was said like that. So you can't get mad. You can't get mad over somebody.
I mean, the problem is, like, if you're black and you say the word nigga to another person of your same skin color, it's okay. But if a white
right.
man says it to you, why is it different for a white man to say it? That white man didn't oppress you. His ancestors did.
Right.
So he didn't
and
have any power over you.
Exactly. So that means that if Paula Deen goes on her show and admits that at times, yes, she used the word. But here's the thing, though. That means that if you don't want them saying it, then is it right for us not to use it in our rap songs? Is it wrong for us not to use the word? If we have said, and that's the wrong with America now, freedom of speech.
Yeah.
That shit has been thrown around so many different times, but I feel like now that our First Amendment has been used, abused, shot, stabbed, and murdered.
Exactly.
So believe,
and partially
and
taken away,
believe,
bro.
Right. And this is the reason why now we have a sea of ignorant people, a sea of niggas out here right now who would never get it. Because now they believe in the backhanded version of that, of this thing here. And that's why you have a sea of cops killing other black people. Black cops.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking
straight
about, motherfucker.
Slaughtering their own
you know
kind.
Who I'm talking about.
You feel me? Like
listen.
Like, yo,
listen,
come on.
Listen.
Let's go back to Sean Bell. Let's be honest.
Right, and this is the thing. What happened to justice? What happened to... So now it's justifiable for you to have it. And mind you, just recently, this ain't nothing that just happened. Just recently, you had the homeless guy. Why did he have to die? You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw that.
And he was shot. And he was shot by a black man.
For no reason.
A black pig in a uniform. And yes, I'm talking about you guys out there. That now, I didn't say all cops are pigs, so please don't write me that on my Facebook or none of that. Because there are some nice cops out there. I know some myself. But the ones
yeah.
that are black sons of bitches out there shooting people for no reason, you will get your day.
It's not a race thing, bro. To me, it's a power thing. It's a power thing. They want
racing.
Power over you. Like
exactly.
I've never seen a cop harass a well-dressed black man. When you wear your pants under your ass, they're going to think you have a gun on you. Because that's what happens
exactly.
when you have a gun. It makes your pants heavy, and your pants may fall if you don't have a belt on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, whoa, hold on. Hold on right there. You just said something that really just sparked my attention. Oh, my gosh. I've never heard a black man say this before. Wow. You said something about something called a belt. What the fuck is that? A belt.
A what?
Wow. Listen. Guys out there, please listen to what your mom says to you, okay? Now, first of all, he just made a good point. If you're walking out the door and you have a pair of pants on, why can't you have on a belt? I don't get that.
No,
some
of them have belts on, bro, and they still sag them shit below their ass.
Still,
I shouldn't see your butt.
And here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing. I do not condone anybody saying to you, hey, you need to wear it like this. No, I'm not saying that. But there is a healthy way of sagging a little bit. Okay, I understand. That's your swag. Okay, I understand. But if you're going to sag, there's three rules of this. One, if you have a belt on, that means that pull them shits up, at least when you know that we can't see your underwear. And if you're going to sag, if you're going to sag, please, please don't go inside of your clothes hamper or your dirty clothes and pull out your shitty drawers. We don't need to see that.
Yo, yeah, yo.
And big guys, please, please, I beg of you, please, if you are above 300 to 400 pounds, if you have reached that level, if you have reached that level,